What kind of people do you want to surround yourself with? Do you want to be with people who are hateful or negative? Of course not. We want to be around people who are kind and compassionate. The kind of people who are considerate of others and care about them. God wants us to be with these kind of people too. He wants us to surround ourselves with caring people because he loves us. God knows that the world is not kind and not compassionate, but he wants us to be different, to be set apart from everyone else. Today we're going to see what God and the Bible have to say about kindness and compassion. Today we'll be reading from the New King James Version, or I'll be reading from the New King James Version, but I'm going to read our reference verse from the New American Standard because I understand it a little bit better, and I think that it's a lot easier for some of us to understand. So as those who have been chosen of, sorry, it's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Again, it's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. And it reads, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Other versions might say they have compassionate hearts, or they put on tender mercies. Those all mean the same thing as compassion. But what does the Bible say about kindness and compassion? How does it define the words? These words. Well, the word compassion in the New Testament is usually from the Greek word sympatheo. This is where we get our word sympathy. It means to suffer with another. Likewise, the word compassionate is associated with suffering in some verses, such as 1 Peter 3:8. When you have compassion for someone, when you see them struggling or how they need help with something, you go and talk to them. You know, it doesn't matter if you think they're upset about something silly or if you think they're overreacting. You go up to them. You make sure that they're doing okay, and you see if you can help them with it, help them along with it. Kindness is considered the goodness of heart that God wants us to have as Christians. In fact, the word kind is translated as good in Titus 2:5. So when you're being compassionate with someone, you be kind to them. You go up to them, you be kind to them, you don't put them down, or you don't be rude to them. You make sure that you can do everything you possibly can to get them through what they're going through. But why do we need to be kind and compassionate? We need to be kind and compassionate because we need to obey what God commands of us. In Ephesians 4:32, it says we need to be kind to one another. God doesn't suggest that we be kind to people. He doesn't say you can be kind to some people more than others. He commands us to be kind to everyone. He wants us to show them that Christians are not what some people think, how they're all religious and they don't care about anyone but themselves. We need to be kind to everyone, see everyone as equal. We also need to be kind and compassionate because we need to follow Jesus and his example. If you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Again, it's Matthew chapter 9, verses 36. It says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd." When Jesus saw how astray the multitudes looked, he felt compassion for them. He felt sorry that they didn't understand the word, that they didn't understand anything about God or how to be kind or compassionate to people. So he went and talked to them. He taught them about the word, and he taught them how to understand it. We also need to be kind and compassionate because we need to grow as God wants us to grow. If you'll flip to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. It says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." God wants us to know how to be kind and compassionate to others. He wants us to do it, and he wants us to show others how to be kind and compassionate. He wants us to grow in faith and spirit. He wants us to grow like Jesus did, with God and man. And he wants us to understand it. God also wants us to be kind and compassionate because he wants us to encourage others to be kind and compassionate as well. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says to comfort each other, when you're being compassionate. He wants us to comfort each other. He wants us to help them. And we also need to be kind of compassionate because we need to experience what we won't find in the world. The world isn't all happy and all smiles. The world's cruel. The world puts everyone down. It only thinks of themselves and doesn't care about anyone else. But in 1 Timothy 4:12, it says we need to be an example in conduct, in love, and in purity. But who in the Bible exemplifies kindness and compassion? Where can we turn the Bible to understand how we need to be kind of compassionate? There are many different examples, but I've chosen the Good Samaritan as our example. If you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37, it tells us about the Good Samaritan. It reads, "Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Good Samaritan is a great example for Christians because even though this man was an Israelite and the Israelites are enemies of Samaritans, the Samaritans still helped. He didn't care that they're supposed to be enemies. He didn't care that would probably be a lot of money to help the Samaritan get back to health. He still helped him. He did his best to bring the stranger back to his original health, and he didn't care if he didn't want or expect anything in return for doing it. He just wanted to help. How can we be kind and compassionate? We can just give somebody a smile. That's the easiest thing to do. Or we can give them a simple compliment or even a thank you for holding open a door. One of the greatest things we can do is pray. We can pray for strength to be kind and compassionate. We can pray for others to be kind and compassionate or to pray for forgiveness for not being kind and compassionate. If you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, God gives us very clear instructions on how to be kind and compassionate. Again, it's Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. It says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving in the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." It goes on to give us more instructions. God doesn't just tell us to be kind of compassionate and expect us to figure out a way to be. He gives us clear instructions here on how to be kind of compassionate to others. Today we've looked at how God wants us to be kind and compassionate to others and how he loved us enough to do the same. Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan gives us a representation of how even if our enemy is in trouble or struggling, God wants us to be kind and compassionate to them. God wants us to go out into the world to spread kindness, compassion, and his word to every nation.